This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
After Thanksgiving, and you know, the whole family's around the table having dinner, and we didn't get to do it on Thanksgiving, but we went around and did what we're thankful for on Friday, because my mother, for whatever reason, had 21 people show up at her house for Thanksgiving. Yeah, absolutely.
How much immediate
ridiculous
family that came out of the woodwork?
We don't have that much immediate family. That's the thing. There were some cousins there, and my mother's best friend, and the guy that she's dating at this point in time. I'm one of two.
Okay.
Yeah, my dad's one of four. There's only him and his youngest brother are left, but he lives in Florida. My
sister
cousins
has a
are scattered.
Husband.
And two nephews.
So at most, there could have been, what, the four of you, the four of them, and the two of them?
Yeah, 10. Okay. It could have been a 10 spot,
right? So we got an extra 11.
And we got an extra 11 showed up. My mother's
cousin.
Got a cousin.
Soccer team that showed up to the fest.
Yeah, all these people just showed up. My 20-year-old cousins who... That's a different story.
They bring the fireball?
What's that?
They bring the fireball?
No, they asked my dad three times if he had a bong. And they're 20
years
old.
Let's go. The kids ain't drinking anymore.
That's awesome. Right.
Three times they asked my dad if he had a bong, to which my dad responded, "Is that a water pipe in which to smoke grass?"
And Hell yeah.
Hello, America.
I mean, so this is going on. So we didn't have time on the typical Thanksgiving to go around and say what we were thankful for, right? And we're going around the table on Friday afternoon, and it's just me and my kids and my parents and my two nephews. My sister had already gone and whatnot. And we're going around the table, and my dad says, "I'm thankful I got to watch the Chiefs game with my son." And like, from that moment right there, my heart was ripped out. And my nephew, the little poop that he is, "They lost." And my dad goes, "I don't care. I got to sit there and watch this game with my son." And we sat there in our Chiefs, t-shirts and watched that game from start to finish, kicking everybody out of the room that was talking about nonsense, including my sister. And that's when I realized, like that's what this is about. I mean, this run may be coming to an end at this point in time this year, but we still have all of those memories and the things that matter. And so that's why I was saying, the game sucked, but you know what? The moment was great. You were with your family. You got the opportunity, to kind of watch the game. You had 20-year-olds asking your father if he had a bong and whatnot. That's Thanksgiving at the Fesco house. But the good news was there was no fighting. There was no yelling. There was no screaming. There was no bickering. It may have been the first family event we've ever had where people weren't yelling at each other and my sister and wife were getting into a fist fight. So, hey, things worked out well over Thanksgiving break for everybody. I hope you guys had a good one
cops,
as well.
No fires.
The day before we got there, the cops did show up to the house because, again, my mother brother had the oven on and steam went everywhere. And so for the third year in a row, the police did show up to the house, but we're kind of not counting it because nobody was there. It was the day before everybody kind of arrived and got there. But no, oh yes, we had the police definitely show up.
Right when Nephew Fesco finds his bong.
Yeah, cops are here off.
But it's Jersey. It's legal. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, three times this 20-year-old asked my 75-year-old father if he had a bong.
Go to that gas station that's suspect on the corner. I guarantee there's a glass shelf there, and they got a whole bunch of items you can choose from.
To which then my sister gets mad because she hears the story secondhand, and she goes, I'm not believing that. He would have asked me or my husband first before he asked Dad. I'm like, well, it's not your house.
Yeah. Like the go bong.
If anybody knows where the bong is, it's the 75-year-old man.
I don't have a bong, but we got Maker's Mark.
No, he hid all the booze. Oh. Because of them. Oh. So we only had beer and wine. And I go upstairs to the bathroom. They had, go look at our new bathroom. I start going, the booze is hidden in the vanity.
Damn right. Don't hate that move. If you got good stuff that people don't appreciate, hide it. That's awesome.
Where's the booze? You gotta go make yourself a cocktail in the shower. I mean, like, what are we
doing?
Bob's
been in the bathroom for quite some time.
That's awesome. So instead of, instead of crying, you gotta laugh. Yes, you just gotta laugh, man.
Yeah, no, it was a good holiday, man. It's a good time.
Yeah. We had,
get to split the household. Obviously, I still
how's that work for you?
It's good.
Yeah.
Obviously, mom not around these days.
Yeah.
Today is the 5-year anniversary of her passing.
Oh man, I'm sorry.
It's all good, man. Yep. Her birthday will be on Thursday. We'll do something for that. But today, 5 years ago today.
Wow.
My mama went to a better place. So you know that's kind of fun around the holiday. Kind of bring up stories and all that sort of stuff. Smoked the turkey, came out fine.
Looked good.
Came out
looked
perfect.
Great. Yeah.
Your boy did it.
You only did the breast, though, right? You didn't
correct.
Waste time with the other stuff. Yeah.
The old butter ball.
Was it juicy and
yeah,
good?
Yeah, tender. Because my mom used to only eat, like, the top half of the breast, right? Giggity.
Yep.
And we'd have to leave that to the side. And, like, the first thing we thought of was like, would have been a bad piece. Mom would have hit. And then my stepdad, you know, first bite, a little salty. It's all right. I was like, because you're used to dry turkey,
yeah.
Jeff. So that was good. And then halftime of the game, I didn't care to see Post Malone ever since. I've been out since Sunflower. I don't know what he is.
Okay.
You know, I don't know what his genre is. I didn't need to see Dallas halftime show. Perfect time to get in the car, head to my dad. Stepdad lives in Green Valley. Dad lives in Blue Springs. About a 10-minute drive between the two.
Perfect time.
So I got there right at the second half. I walk in, look at my little sister. It's like, how's Dad doing? She goes, oh, he's doing all right for now. And then I sit down on the couch and the second half happens. You can't even blow on these guys and it's a flag. You can't even look at CeeDee Lamb. And then I was like, dang, they almost got the interception. That's been the season. Almost beat Jacksonville. Almost beat the Philadelphia Eagles. Almost got a turnover. And as soon as that one happened where it was iffy, where they called on McDuffie, where it was like a push-off.
Yeah.
It looked like Lamb might have done some action.
Yeah, that was a bad call.
We lost Kurt.
Yeah.
At that moment, it was over.
It was over.
He goes, that's it. They'll be lucky to get 9. I said, J.J. McCarthy? He goes, 9 wins.
Yep.
So we lost Kurt at about the 6-minute mark in the third quarter.
I think a lot of people probably checked out about that. I mean, you could just kind of feel it going that way on Thanksgiving. But you know what? Your dad's absolutely right. I mean, that's the microcosm of the season right there. Penalties, turnovers, nonsensical play, bad
almost.
Coaching, almost. Yeah, almost is the word.
Well,
I think
that
you're probably going to use. Yeah.
Almost.
I mean, that's the word to use. Almost. I mean, I was telling you guys before the show, it goes back to one night in Jacksonville, man. The Jacksonville game is a microcosm of this entire season of what went wrong. Bad turnovers, bad penalties, blown lead, you know, bad coaching, the whole nine yards. And I do say bad coaching, and I hate to say that because Andy Reid is arguably the greatest of all time. But this season, Andy Reid has not done a good job of coaching this football team. You're a direct reflection of your head coach. And when you got double-digit penalties a game, that all goes back to coaching. We praise coaches when things go well, right, guys? We always talk about that. Wow, Andy did a great job here. Q did a great job here. When things don't go so well, they deserve to shoulder the blame. And when this season is all said and done, people are going to say, what happened? And I think really the biggest story ultimately for me is almost every game is double-digit penalties for this football team. And they're not capable of overcoming double-digit penalties. I don't think anybody is at this point in time in the NFL. And that is a direct reflection on coaching and what's stressed during the week and what's not stressed during the week and what, you know, they showed that's important during the week. And this team never cleaned up its penalties. And that goes back to the message from the head football coach. He's got to be better going forward, not just the rest of this season, because who cares now, but going forward into the future of this organization. This team is not 2018, 2019, 2020, where it's okay to commit penalties and you can overcome them. And they just can't do that. And so I think your dad is right, Dusty. Almost is the key word to kind of sum up this entire season for the Chiefs.
Mac, we didn't get to you. You have a good Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. Thanks for that. It was great. It was fantastic. Couldn't
ask
for better. Family, friends, hung
out. Did you host or did you go to Momo's?
Went to Momo's.
There you go. Yep. Butter cake?
No butter cake.
No butter cake.
Apple pie, though, which is my favorite.
Oh, apple pie butter cake would have been
amazing. Yeah.
We wouldn't have seen you this morning.
Yeah, some sort of apple butter cake.
Is there cheese in that Danish?
Do they put peanut butter or pumpkin, in the butter cake? Can you do a pumpkin butter cake?
That'd be good. Yeah, I'll have to.
Too late now. We got to wait. Exactly. We're going to have next year.
Next year.
You got like, what?
11 months.
22 days until Christmas Eve or whatever, 23.
Yeah. Peppermint butter cake.
Ooh.
That'd be good. There we go.
Ooh, that may be something there.
Apple pie, pumpkin pie. Yeah, Friendsgiving. It was great. It was really fun.
A lot of pies.
Here on Friday with Drew.
You hosted Friendsgiving, right?
Yep, hosted Friendsgiving, which was awesome.
What'd you make?
Hannah made mashed potatoes and other stuff.
So just a crock pot of potatoes for everybody?
Yeah, literally like 30 potatoes that I peeled. And
keep the peels on. They got the nutrients in it. Don't waste your time peeling the potatoes.
And don't put them down your garbage disposal.
Best two turkeys I've had, too, this Thanksgiving.
Potato peels?
Don't do it.
Why?
Just don't do it. It'll clog your sink.
Oh, yeah. We've had this discussion. Yeah. Yes.
Don't ever use your garbage disposal.
That's what they tell you. Man, my parents don't even have one.
Nor do they have a bong.
I don't know what I would have been more surprised. And I'm being the God's honest truth. Because they're so... They got a septic tank, so nothing goes down and all that kind of stuff. Poop on the outside. Don't fill the septic tank. So I understand, but I'm not. I would be more surprised, I think, if they had a garbage disposal than a bong. I really would. I would be more surprised if they said we were putting in a garbage disposal or buying a bong.
Good to see your those people are listening to the show and texting in, because the text line says there's nothing like a Thanksgiving Day rip.
Mm-hmm.
The other one says, "Hey Bob, tell your 20-year-old cousins to grow up and smoke out of a Keystone light can." Oh, man. Hey, I want to get into this Kansas City Chiefs season, but I want to get into the news that did break yesterday. Lane Kiffin is on his way to the Bayou, plus a season of consistent inconsistency here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear from ESPN's Nate Taylor every Thursday at 8:20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
right here on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.